You know, it just depends. You know, I would love to be out on the field, you know, 100%, and just, you know, feel comfortable again. So whenever I do that, and you know, just get on the same page. I don't know exactly how long it'll take, but hopefully as fast as we can.
Sorry if you were asked this already, but when you were practicing for a little bit there, and then you went back out again, what exactly happened there? Was it just another re-aggravation, would you say, or was it?
When was this?
A couple weeks ago, back, 10 days ago maybe, you were back out.
You were back out, workouts a little bit, you're doing a few team reps, and then you went back to kind of what you're doing now.
I don't even remember that, to be honest.
Yeah, Tom said there was no setback, but then you haven't been out since.
Right. I really don't even remember the
frustrated?
Frustrated? Nah, not so much frustrated anymore. You know, frustrated that I can't play, but you know, not so much frustrated as the what I'm dealing with. It's just kind of one of those things where, you know, it happened and you have to embrace it and just know and understand that you have to do, you know, exactly what's best for, you know, your body and at the same time do what's best for the team. So hurting yourself is really hurting the team. So I just try and, you know, stay positive and get better every single day.
Coach has tried to deal with this as best as he possibly can. How much does that help you as a player in understanding where he's coming from and that he does explain things to you in terms of how this is going in his brain?
It's great to, you know, have the feeling of, you know, your coach having your back and having that talk with him and just, you know, having a comfortable feeling and just knowing and understanding that, you know, there's something that I have to deal with. And, you know, when time permits, I'll be back out there and ready to play.